Well, during, I think it was early 80, I think that's when it was, we were scheduling to do another album, and again, we were shacked up in Bel Air, you know, looking at the sunshine and wondering what to write. And we had some bare bones of some things to write. We had some bare bone ideas, and Tony was not okay with ours. I can remember taking a morning walk with Tony. You know, some lovely walks along around that area. And he started to talk to me about his feelings towards ours and towards some of the things that he would like to change and so on and so forth. And I could understand his point of view. Ours was still having a difficult time at that time with being able to kind of, I don't know, be like on the ball. You know, he was there, but he was just having a rough time with things.
He readily admits he was chemically.
Yeah, you know, he was gone. I try to say it gently. You know, if he says it like he says it, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't like to talk about Tony or Oz or Geese in that way, you know. It shocked me, the conversation shocked me. I wasn't necessarily expecting it with Tony. It shocked me, but at the same time, it was not like, out of the blue, because I knew that there'd been some friction.
You've just gone through the never say die.
Yeah, yeah. It just gone through, you know, there'd been friction, there'd been stuff going on. And Tony was quite serious about it, and I went, oh my God, he's serious, he's actually serious. And so we walked from the house, talking about it, and we walked back to the house, and I knew then that we were dead. We hadn't even got back to the house. I agreed with, you know, in the principle of saying, yeah, you know, something needs to be done here. But it was going to be at Ozzy's expense. So I felt totally uncomfortable with it, and I've shared this publicly with all the guys, they know that. What I did was I agreed to something and became a liar, like a real liar to myself. And my drinking accelerated. If you could, you know, it's already pretty much accelerated. It accelerated.
Based on that decision?
What I'd done is I wasn't on a true path. I wasn't on a very true path anyway, most of the time when I was drinking. But when I, on the way back to the house, I knew that the band was finished. I knew it was finished then. And I didn't know when it would finish. I knew that was it. It was over. And I felt incredibly sad. I felt just horrible about the whole thing. You know, I knew that it would be me that would have to tell us the news, and it was. You know, but I tried to tell him as gently as I could. He was in a stupor on the couch at the time, and I said, I need to talk to you. And you know, Ozzy's pretty bright, you know. He's a pretty bright guy, you know. And he said, and he knew when I was being serious. He knows me upside down. And he went, it's me. He just looked at me and said, it's me, innit? And, you know, he said, tell me the truth. You know, it's like, looks at me, and sometimes we'd yell at each other, you know. We had that kind of relationship where we could yell at each other if we needed to. And my heart, I broke my heart that day. I broke my heart. And there was somebody waiting in the wings for Ozzy. And he had another course to take after that day. it was the end of Black Sabbath. And I knew it was the end. And I could only live the lie for Heaven and Hell, and halfway through the Heaven and Hell tour, the world tour, I had no more energy to live the lie. It was over, and I knew it. And, yeah, that was a real bad time in my life.